It is dangerous, dear, for the glass might carry me off again. And instead of running away, I should be obliged to go to the end of the secret passage to the lake, and there call Eric.
Would he hear you?
Eric will hear me wherever I call him. He told me so. He is a very curious genius. You must not think, Raoul, that he is simply a man who amuses himself by living underground. He does things that no other man could do. He knows things which nobody in the world knows.
Take care, Christine. You are making a ghost of him again.
No, he is not a ghost. He is a man of heaven and earth, that is all.
A man of heaven and earth, that is all. A nice way to speak of him. And are you still resolved to run away from him?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow you will have no resolve left.
Then, Raoul, you must run away with me in spite of myself. Is that understood?
I shall be here at 12 tomorrow night. I shall keep my promise, whatever happens.
You say that after listening to the performance, he is to wait for you in the dining room on the lake?
Yes. And how are you to reach him if you don't know how to go out by the glass?
Why, by going straight to the edge of the lake.
Christine opened a box, took out an enormous key, and showed it to Raoul.
What's that? He asked.
The key of the gate to the underground passage in the Rue Scribe.
I understand, Christine. It leads straight to the lake. Give it to me, Christine, will you?
Never, she said. That would be treacherous.
Suddenly Christine changed color. A mortal pallor overspread her features.
Oh, heavens, she cried. Eric, Eric, have pity on me.
Hold your tongue, said Raoul. You told me he could hear you.
But the singer's attitude became more and more inexplicable. She wrung her fingers, repeating with a distraught air,
"Oh, heaven! Oh, heaven!"
"But what is it? What is it?" Raoul implored.
"The ring, the gold ring he gave me."
"Oh, so Eric gave you that ring."
"You know he did, Raoul. But what you don't know is that when he gave it to me, he said, 'I give you back your liberty, Christine, on condition that this ring is always on your finger. As long as you keep it, you will be protected against all danger, and Eric will remain your friend.' But woe to you if you ever part with it, for Eric will have his revenge. My dear, the ring is gone. Woe to us both.
They both looked for the ring, but could not find it. Christine refused to be pacified.
It was while I gave you that kiss up above under Apollo's lyre, she said. The ring must have slipped from my finger and dropped into the street. We can never find it. Oh, what misfortunes are in store for us now. Oh, to run away.
"Let us run away at once," Raoul insisted once more. She hesitated. He thought that she was going to say yes. Then her bright pupils became dimmed, and she said,
"No, tomorrow."
And she left him hurriedly, still wringing and rubbing her fingers, as though she hoped to bring the ring back like that.